though. Thank you for calling in to XPO today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi, Angela. My name's Robert. I'm calling from the Chesterfield Home Depot. I was hoping that you could help me out with an order for a Mr. Todd Goldenrath.
Okay, I need the order number.
The order number that I have is H8994.
Oh, that's not it. I need the one. I need your store number and then the number that starts with the last two digits of your store for your PO number.
Oh, you need the PO number.
Okay. Yes.
One moment. The PO number that I have is 944-51017.
Okay, what's your store number?
8994.
8994. Yeah, it won't pull up without that first. Hold on just a second. 8994, then 944-51017.
Yes, ma'am.
You said your name is Robert.
My name's Robert.
Mm-hmm. And his customer name is Todd Goldenhirsch?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what address do you have for him?
One moment. I have 2015 Clay Mills Drive.
That's what I have. Chesterfield,
okay.
Is that Missouri? What's the email address you have for him?
TJGoldenhirsch@yahoo.com.
That's what I have also. Door number 8994-PO. All right. Now, since we verified all of that, let me see what's going on. She says, text stated that it is 4 to 8 p.m. most likely. Will be 6 to 8. He is heavily routed. Tech will reach out with an ETA as soon as possible. All right. So now since I have this order up and I can see it, how can I help you with it now?
So the customer would like an ETA as far as when the installer is going to get in today to install his, I believe it's a cooktop.
Okay, what time is it now where the customer's at?
It's 4 p.m. here.
Okay, it says he's heavily routed and said it'll be 6 to 8. That's what
yes,
it was
originally 8 to noon.
Yeah.
So the customer was just concerned because this order has been canceled on him multiple different times.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know like a 2-hour window or some such to expect this installer.
Well, he just called in. Hold on. Yeah, that's today. He just called in today at 3:10. And said that that's what I just read. He stated that he's heavily routed, and he said since 6 to 8 will be more likely this estimated ETA. And said he will reach out to the customer if it changes or if it's later. So he called
okay.
in and notated the account already.
So if we cancel on this customer again, it's going to be the fifth time, and he's going
okay.
to be extremely upset. So
all right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a text message of what you just told me. Hold on
okay.
just a second. He's going to be able to see it. On his phone right now. Hold on just a second. He does have a lot. And that's the stores. All right, let me let him know. Customer service rep, Robert with Home Depot, store number 8994.
Associates. New Order.
So outside of a text message to the installer, is there anything that I should be relaying to my customer?
Just tell him that the make sure you answer all his calls, because I told the tech to call him, and he said he already called in and told an agent. I don't know if they called, were supposed to call the customer, or they just notated what he called in and said, but he has on his 6 to 8 already. He says that he's already heavily routed. And I can't tell you how many customers are in front of him. Even if I did, it wouldn't tell me how long each one would take for the installs. So I told him that you said do not cancel on this customer again, because they've already canceled 5 times. I put all of that in the text message. I told him to call the customer as soon as possible and give him an estimated ETA for his arrival.
Okay. Very good.
And then I put a copy of the text message onto the PO, just in case you have to call back, so the next agent will know what's going on and what I've done. Anything else I can do for you today, Mr. Robert?
No, not at all. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO, and good luck with this. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.